Hello, Audio Boo, from a very beautiful day in Northumberland. It's a little bit drafty, but the clouds are high, and tomorrow and I are walking along a section of the Roman Wall, or Hadrian's Wall, as some people might know it as. Sarah, my dad, Jessica and Harry have stayed in the car. They dropped us off at Steel Rig Car Park, which is a rip-off to park in now. It's £4 to park in Steel Rig Car Park during the summer months. It's £4 all day, but generally, people will start off at Steel Rig Car Park, walk up Steel Rig along the top, and then down Milecastle 39, which we're about to hit now, up the other side, and then down into Sycamore Gap, which was made famous by the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, where you see near the start of the film when Robin and, or what do you call it, it's Morgan Freeman, isn't it? They come to England, and then they're walking along a wall, and then there's some, are they supposed to be Sheriff of Nottingham's men? Chase the boy up the tree, with the dogs chasing the boy, remember that bit? Yes. Well, that is Sycamore Gap, which is going to, oh no, Milecastle 39's on the other side of this bit tomorrow. That's Sycamore Gap, which we're going to hit in a minute. So we're going to walk to Housesteads, Roman Fort. And that's where the rest of the family are. It's a beautiful day to walk. It's sunny and it's much, much colder. But I don't know, the weather's changed down south, but it's much, much colder here than back home in Wiltshire. You were cold in the night?
Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah, I had a thick jumper
and
socks on.
Oh dear. Okay. About 4 o'clock you had to put jumper and socks on, okay. So the last time we were here was February last year, 2012. And it was really cold. I remember I was carrying Harry on me, in the kiddie carrier on my back. I had a fleece on, I had my windproof sailing jacket on. You had your ski jackets on. Mummy had her ski jacket on and it was cold. But I tell you what, by the time you do that first vertical climb just outside of Steerwood Car Park, oh, you sharp warm up. And this is quite steep, this bit, isn't it? So, for those interested, I'm tracking this on ViewRanger, so I'm live on shireadventure.com. I'm currently at, where are we?
On the hill before Castle 39.
Yeah, grid. November Yankee 759677 is the six-figure grid. If you want to go 10 figures, November Yankee 75928 67730. If you're that bothered, that's where I am right at this second. I've walked this two or three times when I was in the Scouts. Even though I lived in Hexham, I followed in my father's footsteps and went to Hayden Bridge Scout Troop. And we used to come up here. We used to do abseiling and rock climbing at Steel Rig. And we would have gone canoeing on Crag Lough, which is the tarn in the bottom. But both those times it was too cold for that. Far too cold. Hello there, hello. So there's Kragloff there. That tarn. And we're right above Milecastle 39 now. Let's get a quick picture. Oh, effective high. Aim up a bit. There we go. Well, if you don't want it, I'll have it. Okay. The sun, when the sun's on you, you can feel the heat from the sun. I'll just tweet this picture out. So, concentrating on tweeting. There we go. Yeah, so I missed the meteor shower last night. Well, it was night two of it, wasn't it? By the time I finished talking, it was 20 to 11. All these steps, well, not, I suppose the man-made steps. Stones coming down to Milecastle 39. Here we are. Yeah, so there's we missed the meteor shower last night, tomorrow. And little bits of rock come through the Earth's atmosphere. Hey? Yes. Right then. So, just gone through Milecastle 39 up the other side and coming down now into Sycamore Gap with that famous tree. Lost tomorrow, she's gone up the other side. Ooh! Drafty coming through the gap. Oh, Vindig. Bit windy. Just sorting some things out on the clearly I'm not at Milecastle 39. Windy. Well, we've got to go up this side, love. Okay, back again. Walking along. Right, keep away from here. So we just stopped there. We came over the stile. Just stopped to take off some clothing because it's actually quite warm up on the top. But the sun's actually quite hot. But that chilly northwesterly does take the edge off it quite a lot. And so we're now walking along the top, looking down onto Kragloff, where I went canoeing as a kid with the scouts, with the army cadets. came up here with the Army Cadets twice actually, climbing and canoeing. And a couple or three or four times with scouts. You used to come up here with scouts all the time. Yes, my chicken.
I remember in February when we came.
February, yes. Keep walking, walk and talk.
It was all icy.
That's right, it was all iced over, and that just shows you how cold it was. The thing is, at that time of the year, very little sun hits the water, you see, because the earth's tilted away from the sun. So, we got some beautiful panoramic views up here, looking south, just huge skies, you know, the horizon is about, what, 15 miles away? And we look southwest. We can see the start of the Pennines.
Where are the Pennines?
Over there. Okay, that's the start of the Pennines over there.
Where?
And but if we're looking north, all we can the land rises up immediately in front. Well, I say immediately in front of us. It rises up, and there's pine forests left to right across the vista. Across the view, and we can see the old, what's known as the Old Roman Road, which we're walking parallel with now. Romans used to build straight roads, and they built that one, which ran along the side of the wall. To my right, it is about, how far is that? Oh, 800 metres as the crow flies, maybe. Something like that, yeah, about 800 metres. All along the wall you had mile castles, forts and garrisons at strategic points. So it's a crag to our left, and it drops down about, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 metres to the water, to the ground below. And we can see ahead of us, we've got to go down a bit of a decline. We're declining, going down a decline now, and then we've got to go up the next bit on the next hill, and then we should be looking down on the Housesteads Roman Fort. We just went to have a quick see, have a look at Vindolanda, which is a Roman archaeological site. Well, it's sort of ruins now, but they've opened it back up again. I think it was last year they discovered some more things at Vindolanda. And it's not an English heritage site. It didn't actually say, I haven't done that much research, who owns the site. But it costs an arm and a leg to get in. It was going to cost about 30 quid or so for us to get in. So, as I mentioned before, my wife was going down to Housesteads, and actually just seconds after I recorded that boo, she said she'd arrived, and well, it's only 2 minutes drive down the road. It's a bit of a walk from the car park up to the site. It's about, you know, half to three quarters of a mile uphill. I hope my dad's okay. he brought his walking shoes and his walking pole with him, but they said they were in the site. Now at this far eastern side of Cragloff, well, I'm now coming through a bit of woodland, but I can see through the trees, people, there are some little boats, little dinghies, wooden dinghies at the eastern side. Nobody's in them, so I wonder if we can see anybody to talk to. We're not going down to the water, we veer off to the right. Follow the contour of the hill around. As we'd stopped there, there was an American couple that passed us. And the lady said, how far is it to the next? And I said, pregnant pause, the next what? She says, the next main bit. And I says, well, you've got Housesteads over the hill, but, you know, when you go down the decline, you could probably... you'll probably hit a track or a farmer's track or a road that you can walk along, but that means walking back along the Roman Road, and you don't want to walk back along the Roman Road because it's extremely dangerous. This time of the year, every car's a tourist along this way, and so we're going down quite a decline. Now this is quite pretty through this wooded area. So we saw some Italian tourists at Vindolanda. Saw some Italian tourists at Steel Rig Car Park. Ooh, careful going down here, my love. They've built this up again. It's just going to continually be washed away, this path made of huge stones, all man-made, and it's all volunteers, to be honest. I remember when I was at school, I mean all through school, you know, the wall is part of the heritage of, you know, my town as well, my hometown, so they were always asking for volunteers to maintain the footpaths and the rights of way. So it's still on the cards to walk coast to coast along the wall. What's up, my love?
Nothing.
All right. So yeah, as I say, it's still on the cards. It's, what is it? Is it 91 miles? I think it's 91 miles. Or...
I think it's like
91
miles.
Yeah, I think it is now. At the end of the day, if you just round it off to 100 miles. But, there's not a lot of it like the bit we're on now, so we're going through woodland, the land. Oh, there's the water's edge just down there. Which is, you know, it's just... about 15 metres below us, I would say. Steep decline down. And we can't actually see the wall. This is all man-made. It'll follow the path of the Roman wall, but, you know, centuries and centuries of fighting and farming of... has what? Oh God, yeah. Well, in this section, yeah, this is all man-made. This is natural dry stone wall that we're looking at now. But this will be the path of the wall. The wall was a natural border for farmers, obviously. Later on, and you had the border reavers, and the border reavers was the name given to the Scots and the English who lived in, you know, this area on their respective sides of the wall. That used to steal each other's sheep. Yeah. And they plunder their houses and burn, kill, maim, rape, murder. All the rest of it. But it was mainly sheep stealing. I would say more popular in probably east, northeast Northumberland. Morpeth, Rothbury. But, you know, the jocks used to come quite far down. So this was technically the border between England and, well, it was all Britannia back then, wasn't it, in the Roman times? So it was the first natural border that was made between the Romans, who'd occupied the south of the island, and the heathens. Ooh, careful. The heathens who lived in the north. Mac McColgan, coming down through Glasgow, stealing our sheep, stealing our sheep. And you got the Northumbrians, where you can try and take we're doing, but I'll talk like this. We'll cross another stile. Very well maintained stile. This is such a beautiful part of the country, but, you know, everywhere is beautiful in our country, isn't it? So, you might want to turn around and come down backwards, it's easier. Or forwards. Oh, right. Oh, yes, they know it all. And so, we continue our journey. Speak to you in a short while. Right then. Woo! Just walked the past half mile with that, I'd say American couple. The lady was American, the guy was English, area nondescript. Some more northern. Giving us some facts and figures about the wall and Hadrian and that. And we passed a group of people who were rebuilding the north side of a section of wall. I was just explaining that this, for years, they advertised for helpers, and there was a lot of helpers there. Yeah. Your bag rumbling against you. Are you okay? We shall have to get you a bigger rucksack. Fits your back better. Hello, hello there, you're right. Hello. Hiya.
Are you recording?
Yes. Have you enjoyed it? You're going quite some pace. You are currently travelling about twice as fast as you usually do.
Really?
No faffing. But we'll see about getting you a new rucksack. So, got the wall. I'll tell you what, if you carry my camera, I'll carry your rucksack. Okay?
That's better.
Right. With the, we're currently walking with the wall directly on our left, on the right side of the wall. And, looking south, lots of land undulating. See, naturally, oh, there's another. Yes. Naturally forming lake from the rainfall last year, which flooded this area quite badly. Another lake north, directly north of me. Let's have a look, see what that's called. Currently can't see anything with my glasses on. Ah, so it was Greenlee Lough. The lake that's directly north of me now, and there's another one northeast of me coming up. Tomorrow's taking pictures, methinks. Are you taking pictures? Yes. All right. Oh dear. Mm-hmm. Just take that off in its entirety. Dad will keep it in his pocket. Mm-hmm. Papa will keep it. Okay, that was a bit mad. Right, so, as I was saying, he says, I thought we ain't going to walk anywhere today, so I'll just leave my walking boots in a bag at home. First thing we do is come out and walk 4 mile. Brilliant. On terrain where you essentially should be wearing walking boots. But never mind. It's beautiful now. There's no wind. And I was just saying to Tamara there that it's actually a little bit humid. Some huge skies looking south. High cloud it is, further south, but directly above me now, some big angry clouds that look about ready to drop. One thing you gotta think about is, when you're walking along the Roman wall, is it's unbelievable. What a task it would have been to build such a thing. But not just that, all of the mile castles, the forts and the, you know, the garrisons that were on the wall. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I did a boo where I did that poem, the rum, about the Rumwool soldier, how he's been taken from his warm land in wherever it was in Rome, and he's come to this bleak, barren, desolate land. That there was nothing here. There was nothing here. Bloody Romans were so clever. They've built this wall in the perfect place. It's unbelievable. You know, Hadrian came across, did his recce, came back 2 years later and said, we'll have it. Just down here now. I hope house there's just down here. Sorry, what? I think that's it down there. See these buildings down here? I hope it is. Yeah, it is. It's just down here, look. When we go over this little rise here, we should be able to see a bit better. I don't know how far it is. That's an awesome section of the wall to walk there. We're not going to go that far though. There, up there, along the top of that crag up there. I want to. Mummy said she wanted to do it with Daddy. Oh, should we say bye-bye to the audio boo people? We've got 2 minutes
bye.
Left.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Right, it's been lovely talking to you. I've just rambled, basically. It's very... this is just a place that you have to come to. But if you want to do visit the Roman Wall, trust me when I say this, come and visit, go to Steel Rig, come to Housesteads, and the section of the wall in between the two is the best section of Roman Wall along its entire length. And if you can afford the time, walk along it. And the views are just fantastic, and the whole place is steeped in history. You know, from when the Romans were here, Border Reavers, and then all of the settlements that started up after that. Okay, peeps. Hopefully I'll get to speak to you again. Ramble out. It's not, it's... What is it?
All one word, out.